Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropped the presentations all over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's The Drive.
Smack Dogs!
Oh, baby, what a time to intro the new intro. It is Friday. We're all in a good mood. August 12th. Good morning. And it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. Derek Piper to my left. You were supposed to run the show today. I forgot about that. We'll have to get that done.
That's two of us that forgot about that.
Isaac Ambrose is here to my right. We got a lot of stuff to get to today on The Drive with Tay and Piper. We're going to do a couple of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line interviews. In fact, I got to reach my paper. Gary Gritton, former Danville baseball coach. Last night, Chucky Robinson, who was just a great baseball player in the Big 12 and for Danville for years, he was actually called up to the Reds for the Field of Dreams game. And for some reason, MLB allows each team to have one extra person, so a 27th roster spot at the Field of Dreams game. I have no idea why. I don't think anybody understands why, unless they just want one more player to be able to have some fun in Iowa. So the guy that was called up was Chucky Robinson. So we're going to visit with his high school coach, Gary Gritton. He'll join us about 4:20. Tom Ackerman, the sports director at KMOX in St. Louis, going to join us at 5:05. It is a big series tonight in St. Louis, not just tonight, this weekend, as the Cardinals and Brewers tangle for 3 days. Of course, the Cardinals with a one-game lead over Milwaukee as we get into that one. Can I say this? It was funny hearing Jay Layman on that intro. Sometimes I forget how good Jay Layman was as a football player, and I shouldn't. But the other day on the Big Ten Network, they had Illinois Day. It wasn't the other day. It was a while ago. And they showed that upset of number one Ohio State when Jay Layman was your linebacker. And not only that, but they had him, Juice Williams, James Laurinaitis. I know you saw this. And they were just kind of breaking the game down. And it's just amazing how good Jay was. It's amazing how good he is on the air. Not only with us, but also on TV. But then just how good he was as a football player, and watching them upset Ohio State, that game never gets old. Never.
No, never will. I mean, it's up there with like Illinois-Wake Forest basketball.
Yes.
Back in 2004-2005 era. So to beat number one Ohio State on the road in what was a really special season for Illinois to get to the Rose Bowl, a lot of memorable moments from that season. I think back to the Penn State game at home. I think that's when – Regis Benn takes back the kick for a touchdown. They also played a highly ranked Wisconsin team that year. Mendenhall had a big game, and Illinois pulls the upset as well. So that was a spectacular year. And like you said, I mean, Jay Layman, an All-American linebacker, and he's an All-American on the air as well.
There's no doubt. It's amazing. Illinois was 7-3 going into that game and not ranked. And it was just kind of funny because I'm like, surely Illinois was ranked, but it did not show a ranking. It had won by Ohio State. But certainly not by Illinois. But, all right. I mean, I don't know why I
lost that Michigan
up.
Game.
Yes.
That was painful.
Oh. There's always one.
Here in primetime.
I know. There's always that one. There's always that one loss.
Well, the Iowa game.
Yep.
Where you had the illegal man downfield.
Oh, that's right.
On a play that would have taken the lead.
Was that the, who scored that touchdown? The kid, Eddie
McGee?
Eddie McGee, was that right? Would that have been right? He was, like, kind of shared quarterback duties for a year or two. And then I think he was the one that scored the touchdown, but they brought it back, if I'm correct. But anyway. All right, so we're not going to talk a lot of Illinois football right now. We are going to hear Brett Bielema met with the media. We're not going to hear the whole thing, but there are certain snippets that I wanted to run from it. So we'll do that around 5:30. Again, Tom Ackerman, KMOX sports director. We'll do a little Cardinals-Brewers chat at 5:05. And Gary Gritton has mentioned former Danville baseball coach, Coach Chucky Robinson, who was called up for the Field of Dreams game. First of all, besides the Griffies dropping the baseball like twice or two or three times, I'm like, come on, guys, why are you dropping
it? Did they drop it?
Yeah, did you not see that while they were playing catch?
I saw that they were playing catch out there. I didn't see the execution of it.
It was so well done. It was cool to see the Cubs there. It was cool to see Joey Votto mic'd up. That was fun for him. You know, a guy that has had a hell of a career for the Reds. And the Cubbies get the win in the game. Contreras, of course, injured during that game, running around second trying to stop. I haven't heard anything about the series.
He stayed in the game.
Oh, he did stay in. That's right. Okay, so it was one of those where he just rolled the ankle and it hurts for a bit, but he kind of fought through it. Just everything about that game is great. Now, they're going to take next year off. They're not going to have the Field of Dreams game next season. The idea behind that is what I heard is that they're going to try to really work on that stadium that they play the game in. There's two fields, right? The one they used in the movie and then the one that they built to have a major league game. And they're going to try to get that stadium even better shape to where they can do this on an annual basis. I hope they do, and I hope every team gets to play in that because it's got to be magical to go there and play in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something that baseball has done really well, and to kick it off last year with the Yankees and White Sox and what was probably the game of the regular season.
Tim that Anderson, I didn't see.
I know. Tim Anderson hits the walk-off. Trevor and I cashed like a parlay that won like $350. A lot of home runs. Two really good teams. I mean, that's the difference this year. I'd wonder what the TV ratings were last night. I think a lot of people were intrigued by just the dynamic of the game. You got the throwback jerseys. You got legends like Griffey showing up. And it's just Fergie was there as well.
Fergie was there. Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Did Kevin Costner show up this year?
I don't think I saw Kevin.
No.
Yeah, I think he did. He had plenty of plenty of time last year on the screen. I think they were like, Kevin, you got a couple of years worth out of that one, so you're good to go. Yeah, I think everything about it is so cool. And I love how they bring Fergie, they bring Bench back. They just, you know, they kind of embrace, which is essentially what the movie was about, embracing the past. Ray Liotta, of course, they did a thought for him because he passed away this year or last. I can't remember. I think it was earlier this year. So they, you know, he was in that movie. So, yeah, I think everything about it, just really, really awesome. And it's got to be pretty cool for those guys to, what a different environment to look behind you and see corn. You know? Have you ever been over there?
I haven't, no.
No, nor have I. I don't know how far. Is it Dyersville, Iowa? I'm not sure how far that is. Somebody will know. They'll fire it in. But I think I heard like 5 hours maybe. But I think it'd be cool to go see that. And it would be cool to go out and play catch at that. I think that would be awesome. And, of course, you know, Tim Anderson hits that home run last year to win it. And then they kind of play off that with the young child like digging through the corn, and he goes, I found the baseball. And then they kind of go into the history where he and his dad are talking about the game of baseball, and they show him kind of growing up and getting a glove for Christmas. I thought that was really cool. And then all of a sudden it's like Bob Gibson's on the mound, and they kind of had superimposed their faces, like even Harry Carey during the seventh inning stretch. And I was like, that's kind of weird, actually. I don't know why, but
I missed that.
Oh, you did. You missed all that.
I didn't see that.
You'll have to go back and see that part of it to where you see Gibby, you see Hank Aaron on deck, Babe Ruth's at the plate. It was really cool. I think they just really do a great job with it. And I think that's got to be an experience that Chucky Robinson had to have just enjoyed through and through. Now, again, I don't even know that he's on the actual 40-man roster of the Reds. So it could have been one of those. They brought him up for that game. I don't know that he'll stay up with the Reds, but the idea that he at least came up for that game is really cool for him, and we'll talk to Coach Gritton about that. And, of course, Brewers, Cardinals, I did some research on these pitching matchups that are taking place. Eric Lauer tonight against Jordan Montgomery. So all we're asking the young man from the Yankees to do is to show up and face the Yankees and then face the Brewers. That's, I mean, that's all we're asking, Jordan. I guess the good news is both of them are at home.
It helps.
Goodness sakes. The poor kid is probably like, really? Is this like, do I get every high leverage game? But tonight it is Lauer against Montgomery. Tomorrow night it's a 6:15 game. Corbin Burns goes against the Cardinals. He has not given up. You know what his stat line this year against the Cardinals? No runs on four hits, I believe. Where is it? No runs on four hits and 21 strikeouts.
Oh, jeez.
Pretty good, right? Yeah, pretty good. So
is that across like three starts?
That's two starts.
Two starts, 21 Ks?
21 Ks. He had 10 in one and 11 in the other. Mm. And no runs in basically every game he gave up, no runs on two hits, 10 Ks. The next game, no runs, two hits, 11 strikeouts, and he went seven innings both times.
So you're saying the Cardinals are seeing him well?
I think so, yeah.
They've
so.
Seen him. I don't know if they've seen him well. They've seen him.
Maybe they're due. You know, third time's always a tough one through that order. We'll see if Corbin Burns will dominate on Saturday.
Against Waino.
Yeah, he'll be faced against Waino. And then on Sunday, you got Aaron Ashby, who is 2-10 this year for the Brewers, against Miles Michaelis. Now, Eric Lauer is 8-3, but, you know, you get Lauer, Burns, Ashby. I'd take that every time, probably, if you're facing
no Woodruff, no Peralta.
That is correct. So a little bit of a break there for the Cardinals here. And, of course, the Cardinals will throw Montgomery, Waino, and Michaelis at the Brewers. So that's what you got. Those are, what, a 7:15 game tonight, 6:15 tomorrow night, and then Sunday at 1:15, all those games at Busch Stadium. And the Cardinals come in one game up in the series. I'm sorry, not in the series. They're tied in the series, 6-6. One game up in the standings, and that'll be fun. That's where we're going to talk to Tom Ackerman and get that rolling.
Kind of frustrating coming off losing 2-3 at Colorado.
Did it really shock you?
Didn't shock me, no.
I mean, you and I sat here and said it's a house of horrors for the Cardinals. I don't understand why. Dakota Hudson is really frustrating.
He's having a rough go.
He really is. Now, I wonder if it's, you know, he's fresh off that injury. And you always wonder if it takes some time, right? And it seems like it would make sense to think that it does take time. So what I'm saying is you wonder if, like, next season is when that Dakota Hudson we remember from the past shows up. But right now, he is not exactly a guy that's helping you. And a lot of it is his own issue, and that's with walks. And that was also the case with the Cardinals bullpen. They just could not find the strike zone.
Yeah, for Hudson, he just hasn't been able to go deep in games. He goes five innings, two earned. You'll deal with that. But when you can't extend that into the sixth inning, he walks four. He did strike out six. But, yeah, to your point, Jordan Hicks gave up two earned, and then Cabrera got four earned and didn't even record an out. Gave up two bombs.
Wow. And it all started with two walks by Jordan Hicks. And then Cabrera comes in, and then he just kind of flamed the fire. And next thing you know, a 2-2 game is 8-2, and you're done. And you've lost the series in Denver.
Seems like you got to score eight to win when you're at Planet Coors Field. Now, two nights ago, when you had Pujols go deep, I think Nato and Goldie.
Four hits, right?
Yeah.
Albert had four hits. Yeah, Nato and Goldie each had big games. I mean, yeah. So you got one of the three. But again, last year the Cardinals were 1-4 in Denver. So I don't know. Something about that Rockies team. It seems like it's just been a battle since the Rockies became a team in Major League Baseball when the Cardinals play the Rockies. I don't understand why. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, again, Chucky Robinson, former Danville star. He was called up for the Field of Dreams game last night with the Cincinnati Reds. We're going to visit with Gary Gritton, his former high school coach. Just a quick little comment from Gary. Just talking about what that feels like to know you managed a guy in high school that has now made it to the bigs. That's pretty cool. Tom Ackerman at 5:05. We're going to hear from Brett Bielma a little bit later. We got plenty to do. We want to talk a little NFL. We're getting close now to preseason games, getting ready to get underway. So we're excited about that. A lot to do. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. Of course, 217-359-2255. Or you can find us on Twitter, at TheDrive93.5. I'm at Lante, ESPN. See you.
I'm at DPiper247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TaneyPiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at CBJ.com. stvjay.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Stop into Game Day Spirit to shop the hottest selection of Fighting Illini gear in town. They carry classics from great brands like Nike, Champion, Carhartt, and more. And with the new styles arriving daily, they're sure to have something for every Illini fan. Shop with them in-store at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
I love visiting with some of our healthcare professionals at OSF Healthcare and introducing you to some of their team. Dr. Aminat Olgun is visiting with me. So when it comes to dealing with high blood pressure, I wanted to hit on that topic today. It's something that kind of can sneak up on people, especially when they're under such stress.
I agree. Unfortunately, it's been known to be called the silent killer just because of how asymptomatic a lot of people are not aware that they have blood pressures elevated. You know, in the U.S., about 116 million people have this diagnosis, and only 1 in 4 of them have the conditions under control. So that's why we care so much about the blood pressure. That's why, you know, every doctor's visit, we always check this to make sure that if it's not controlled, there are ways we can go about treating this condition.
Well, I know if we need more advice, we can go to OSF Healthcare's website and learn about high blood pressure and get great care, osfhealthcare.org.
Norm Miller here, Chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Prairie Gardens' big houseplant sale is going on now. Right now, you can save 25% off all houseplants, snake plants, monsteras, fiddly fig ferns, you name it. They're all 25% off and fresh from the PG Greenhouses, where you'll always find help from your favorite plant expert. Just hurry in. All houseplants are 25% off for a limited time at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned, plant experts, and the area's largest selection of houseplants.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Just ask Pipes if he went against Coach Gritton back in the day in Danville. I'm guessing you probably struck out 12 a game in that one, or what?
At the plate or on the mound? Hopefully not at the plate.
Well, I'm thinking you struck out 12 Vikings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, we'll go with that. That's always one of those, you know, as we get older, if you actually did strike out two that game, that turns into at least 8. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember one game I was facing T-Town. I struck out 12 of their guys. You did? Like, I went back in the record books. They've never struck out
you
more
than 4 times. You went 2 2/3. How'd you strike out 12?
Just never you mind. Hand me another Bud Light. All right, it is time to head to the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. We're going to welcome in former Danville baseball coach Gary Gritton. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. I asked you last night. I texted you and I said, "Hey, are you still coaching anywhere?" Well, you're coaching your kids. That's even more of a chore.
Coaching a big leaguer down to coaching this summer my 5 and 6 year old on a little D league, which is kind of a glorified T ball in Danville. So, I don't know if I have any future big leaguers that I can speak to yet, but it was a fun summer, and I enjoyed the stress-free environment of T-ball versus the pressure of Big 12 baseball.
I can only imagine. Did you pare back the practice schedule a little bit?
Yes. In fact, once we started games, we were on the no practice schedule, and parents really appreciated that because they want to give up their Saturday mornings to watch T-ball. So, different setting from the high school where we all off season and have open gym weights, and so I did enjoy the freedom of that.
Well, before I let Derek Piper get nitty gritty with this, Gary Gritton is our guest. He was former Danville coach. He coached Chucky Robinson, and Coach, I never saw Chucky play in person, but I always read all about him and how good this kid was all through school. Did you know, I mean, I know you knew you had a special one when he was there, but did you know it'd be special enough to where he'd make his debut with the Cincinnati Reds last night?
Yeah, it's funny that, just living around in town, being the baseball coach, you start to hear stories of a young kid in the Little League system who's hitting balls on top of Northridge Middle School, the American Legion Fields, the outfield points towards Northridge, and I started hearing about this young phenom who's, hitting these bombs, and then he shows up at tryouts at the first day as a sixth grader at Northridge Middle School, and I watch him play catch, and then I threw the first round of BP to him, and I looked at my assistant coach, Mick Randall, at the time, and I said, Mick, I said, we could be looking at a future big leaguer here.
Wow.
And it wasn't hyperbole. That was just, you can see something special in the way he threw and, the pop he had in his bat. And, when I heard those Little League stories, I wondered, is this just an early maturing kid? Is
sure.
he just physically stronger than everybody else at a young age? And, things will catch up to him. And then when I saw him in person, as a sixth grader, I knew that wasn't the case with him, that arm and the quick release and his quick feet behind the plate, I knew that we had something special there.
Coach Chucky was drafted back in 2016, which had to be an amazing moment for you to know that one of your own gets drafted in the majors, but then there's a long process and not a lot of guys of that group that gets drafted or play in the minor leagues make it to getting called up to the big. So what was that like for you to hear that news and know that he was going to be part of the Field of Dreams game?
It was pretty emotional, to be honest. And the thing with Chucky, he had some ups and downs in his career, despite the immense talent. He was followed by a lot of scouts in high school, and he wasn't drafted out of high school, and that was kind of a shock. He had, to be honest, a down year, his senior year in high school. He didn't hit up to his standards. I think he would admit that. And so he was passed over out of high school, and it was a bit of a surprise just based on the amount of scouts that did follow us that year. But he went down to Hattiesburg, had a great situation there. I was fortunate enough to go down and watch him in a couple series in Hattiesburg, and that's an awesome, awesome place to go watch college baseball. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, you got pickup trucks in the outfield and the best smelling, tailgates you can imagine. And it was kind of a neat thing. I had a pitcher that went to Eastern, Chase Thurston, and they opened up the season against each other. And, of course, Jason Anderson, former Danville coach, that was his very first collegiate game that he coached. So it was a really cool experience going down to watch that. But, Chucky, he got drafted in the 20th round. And, we just knew it was going to be, a grind. And he's had some highs and lows throughout minor league baseball. Even this year, it was a very disappointing moment. He was set to come play over in Indianapolis at the beginning of summer, and I had plans to go over and watch with another coach that spent some time coaching Chucky. And then we get a text message from Chucky saying that he just got demoted back down to Double A. And he wouldn't be in Indianapolis. And so that was a disappointing moment. And Chucky started the year with AAA, but did not hit. He was really struggling. And he went back down to Double A, worked on some things with the swing, and he's hit ever since. And you know, to finally get that call from one of Chucky's relatives, you know, three nights ago to say that he's getting the promotion. It was pretty emotional.
What was it like watching last night? Of course, would have liked to see him getting that game, getting it back, but just knowing that, you know, the whole just presentation of what MLB does with that game is so special in its own right, but to know that he was there, what was it like just sitting back and watching that?
Just unbelievable. You know, to see his big smile as he walked out, I don't know if you guys caught him as they came out of the cornfield, they zoomed in on him for a moment, and, you know, Chucky's a, you know, got that just a smile that lights up a room, and so you could see him kind of walking with the strut and his big smile, and oh, it was just an awesome, awesome feeling. You know, got goosebumps thinking about that. And you know, late in the game, the Reds pinch hit for Romine, starting catcher, and I'm thinking, okay, here it goes. And then the Fox immediately zoomed in on the dugout, and I saw the other catcher, the second catcher, started to get the gear on. I said, oh, darn it. You know, it's not going to happen yet. So, yeah, I was hoping for an at-bat or, you know, at least an inning or two behind the dish. But, you know, he'll get his time. You know, it's coming. I'm not sure if you guys have heard the news. Chucky was sent back down after the game last night.
Okay.
They expanded the roster just for they were able to add one player for the Field of Dreams game, and it was him. And so he went back down to Louisville, but he's staying on the 40 man, and I'm almost positive he will be back up come September.
Well, listen, I watched a lot of games of Austin Romine, and I'm positive he will be too. I mean,
oh my goodness. I'm a Cubs fan, and so I went through. I think Austin's been with about every team in baseball, but I watched that non-hitting from Romine for a whole year with the Cubs. So I know. I just hope there's a shot. You know, he's in a good situation, Cincinnati. You know, in kind of a rebuild situation, and I'm pretty confident that come September he's going to get some time. Back with the big team, and how Chucky has always done, I think he'll perform very well.
That's awesome. All right, last question for Gary Gritton, former Danville baseball coach, Danville High baseball coach. As a Cubs fan, I know you're not having the kind of year you want, obviously, but that had to have been pretty cool, watching your squad come out of the corn, just play that Field of Dreams game. I thought that was really neat.
Yes, the baseball, they messed up things, Major League Baseball. I think that's one thing they have done right is hyping that game up and the production that goes with that. And you know, I think about John Smoltz talking about his father. That was a complete shock, and man, the emotion from that, and everything that movie meant to a father-son relationship. So that game is just awesome. You know, 2 years ago with Tim Anderson's performance, it's a fun event, and to have a kid that, you know, you've spent so much time with and, you know, and have tremendous respect for in Chucky Robinson, to be able to participate in that. It was a great evening.
Without a doubt. Gary Gritton, that had to have been a cool moment to see Chucky Robinson coming out of that cornfield. And obviously, I think as a kid that will get up to the big leagues eventually, and I can't wait for it to happen. I know a lot of area coaches, John Staub, I talked to him about that. And, you know, I know a lot of area coaches are rooting for that as well, to see him get up there. And some other kids, Jeff Lindgren, who is right on the cusp of getting up as well. So there's just a lot of talent from our area, and to see these guys slowly creep their way to hopefully a dream would be something that we could all cherish together and watch together. So, Coach, it was always it was great to, have you on. Really appreciate your thoughts on Chucky. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.
Okay, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
You too, man. You too. That is Gary Gritton doing so well, and then he said he was a Cubs fan. Just kind of – no, I'm kidding. That's cool to hear, and that's kind of where I was hoping that would go, to hear his story about a sixth grader that's hitting bombs, you know. And
on the top of the middle school. That's,
yeah, And it's perfect timing because the, you know, on the girls' side, they've got the softball Little League World Series going on. That's on right now behind me. And then, of course, the boys playing the Little League World Series. To see these 11- and 12-year-old kids, and it is funny because there was one yesterday who, man, he is built like, you know, he built like a sophomore in high school already at 12 years old, and he hit a bullet out of these. I think he's hit 2 or 3 home runs already. And so, you know, there's always that young player that, you know, you had him in your grade. I had guys in my grade that developed. I mean, I remember distinctly a kid that was our, and I've told the story, he was our center in basketball in junior high and then didn't even play basketball in high school. Everybody outgrew him. He got all his height early, and he was big. You know, he was a muscular kid. Now, he was an all-area football player, so he obviously went that direction. But he certainly, when it came to, like, just height and muscular early on, I mean, that's an advantage when you watch those kind of kids. And then you see the little second baseman. That was me. When you see the little guy at second, that was me batting, you know. Now, I hit always up in the order, I guess, but I was that little dude that – he always needed to grow. Boy, you know, one day Lon will grow. I'm like, okay, I keep hearing that. I'm drinking those, like, weight gain shakes, like 6 at a time. Little did I know, if I'd have just thrown some Bud Light down, I would have gained the weight I needed. You know, just, if somebody would have told me that at 12, then I'd have been in good shape, a kid. But, yeah, I was one of those kids. And then you see these others, and that's funny that he kind of said that. He's like, I didn't know if Chucky was just one of those kids who was a lot stronger at the time, but you could just tell. And now he's getting close. But, man, what – just for one day even to get called up to a big league club, even though you didn't get in the game, I assume now the taste is there.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And that's probably going to make him work even harder to get back up there.
Yeah, and he's got to have some confidence that he was the guy selected.
I agree.
To be added to that roster for sure. But, yeah, to understand what it's like to be in that locker room with the other guys that are the part of the big show, the big leagues – and to walk out like that, I mean, it's something that's going to probably motivate him going forward. And I hope that Coach Gritton is right. We get to see him on that roster here in September and for the final stretch of the Reds.
Speaking of C, I'm looking at the computer in front of me, and I see you, Derek Piper, and I see myself. However, we are hearing from those on the U of I Line and Lake text line that our YouTube, when you even search it to find us, we're not even on there. Like, they did we say something? I don't recall saying anything in the first, like, 5 minutes that maybe would have booted us, but maybe I did. But, no, we understand it's happening, and for those that, you know, count on the YouTube, I know my son Lucas out in Arizona always watches this. For those counting on that, they can't even hear me describe this, but we're going to work on that. We're going to try to get that figured out as to why we are not only not on YouTube, but the fact that you can't even pull us up. With the drive with Tay and Piper. So, I don't know, maybe we became too popular and we crashed YouTube. Or I assume the rest of YouTube, though, is working.
I don't think that's it.
Okay. No. That was pretty... All right, I think you're right on that. All right, you want to talk a little NFL? You want to talk some Cardinals Brewers? Let's talk some NFL. Let's chat some NFL when we come back. I got to do some work, though. You know, saving is a step to building a stronger future, whether establishing a college fund, saving for retirement, or building an emergency fund. Busey encourages you to begin your path to savings today. Start by creating a budget. Track your spending with an online budgeting system. And then 2 months later, you'll be like, holy crap, we ate out a lot. Money Manager through Busey eBank categorizes your spending. Determine your income, take-home pay, investment income, other sources, and then set realistic financial goals and develop your budget to achieve them. Then, Pipes, save, 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 and Busey can help you with that. There's Busey eBank, control and monitor finances online. Busey mobile app, you can manage your finances and track spending anytime. So save a little bit every day, effortlessly. Get started on your savings goals today with the innovative products and services at Busey. Visit Busey.com for more resources or stop by one of their many convenient locations. Busey, member FDIC.
Illinois football will have the national spotlight on August 27th.
The Illini in the debut of Brett Bielema celebrate a win.
We need you at Memorial Stadium as the Fighting Illini take on Wyoming during week zero, the opening weekend of college football. Bring your friends and family and get a four-pack of tickets for only $59. Four packs are available now at FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1. Hail to the Orange.
Introducing Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant located at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. What happens when your foundation is local, farm-to-table? It's like eating out of your own garden. Local food is fresher and tastes better, healthier. It creates community and better community health. And Homegrown has Chef Ryan Rogers, who worked at Alinea, one of the finest restaurants in America. Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant, brand new at the Atkins Golf Club. Just visit eatathomegrown.com.
A very special night is coming to the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. Owner Donnie Curtis is inviting nurses for a free dinner at the Long Branch on Monday, August 22nd. 40 nurses are invited for a steak dinner to say thank you for what you do, for caring for so many, and for all you've endured over the past few years. If you are a nurse and you would like a free steak dinner, text in NURSE to 217-359-2255 and we'll be glad to reserve your spot. Thank you, nurses, for all you do from the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Prairie Garden's big house plant sale is going on now. Right now, you can save 25% off all house plants, snake plants, monsteras, fiddleleaf fig ferns, you name it. They're all 25% off and fresh from the PG greenhouses, where you'll always find help from your favorite plant experts. Just hurry in. All house plants are 25% off for a limited time at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned plant experts and the area's largest selection of house plants.
Looking for a way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them the most. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. You can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. We're a family of over 800,000 strong, and we come from all backgrounds, professions, ages, genders, races, and ethnicities. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at www.makemeafirefighter.org.
Call your local village office or reach out on social media. A big thanks to those who are volunteering to be a part of the fire department from Stevie J Broadcasting.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9 here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Isaac Ambrose is here. We freshened up that intro. You and Trevor Belise did some work on that. We need to freshen up our music, Beth.
Okay.
Now, there's a few that I prefer to keep, and they're mainly all the ones. This is the only time I've ever used my 12 years of veteran. You know what I'm saying? Like what do you do? You build, like, what am I trying to say?
You have...
Vested, or I don't know what the word is. I have, like,
you pull weight around here.
Yeah, just a little. So the only weight that I pull is that I want certain, like, music still, like. Yeah. Like, I need some 80s.
See, for me, it's like, that's Guitar Hero music. That's what I think.
Guitar Hero music.
Like, I heard Stevie J say that the other day. He and Diane were like, I think Guitar Hero really helped a lot of those 80s bands get back into the good graces. So that, you can get rid of Bruno. Has he made a new album in a while?
I don't think.
I thought about that with Justin Timberlake.
I know he hasn't.
He hasn't in a while, has he? What we got here? If you get rid of this, you're fired.
I'll get some new stuff.
Piper immediately knew that one. This is the holy grail of the music on our...
I want to put some... Derek will understand this. Some newer rappers on there. Yeah. So then Lon will have to try to say, like,
Lil Baby and
Lil John.
Lil John.
I don't think it's newer.
he's a little.
I think that's early 2000s.
The guy on the plane is like Lil John, and the guy goes, "I think it's Lil John."
Lil John.
What else we got here? Hold on. You can get rid of Travis.
Oh,
you like that one?
I do. That's a good beat.
Oh, well, it's up to Pipes on the ones I don't like. It's up to Pipes. And then,
okay.
What else? Arctic Monkey. That thing's been around since I think we started. So I think that could go. My goodness. That one has been around, I think, since we started. Ah, don't ever get rid of Dre.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get rid of Dre.
Especially, we got to get some more West Coast rappers when USC and UCLA.
Oh, yeah, good call. You know who's from the West Coast? GNR. Is that right? Is it Guns N' Roses that's from the West Coast?
Oh, I didn't even recognize GNR.
Hold on. Foo Fighters, that's been around forever. I don't know about that one.
Snoop's the West Coast guy.
Yeah.
Is he?
So's Dre, yeah. Kendrick. Lamar, okay. Derek would know.
All right. Now, I know Kendrick.
Okay.
I don't know, like, if you played a song, I would be able to be like, that's Kendrick Lamar. All right, I got two more. Yeah, that's been there forever. Been there forever. What's number one? Oh. That's AC/DC. Now, I could afford a different AC/DC song.
I think any AC/DC is just how you turn up a part. Like, especially if you're chilling with the guys, like, you put on TNT or Thunderstruck, you know?
Oh, I know, I agree.
You're putting them back.
Now, we do have Thunderstruck now in the intro. Right. So maybe we replace AC/DC with, you know, a little Skid Row or something. No, you don't have to.
I don't even know what Skid Row is.
I don't either.
18 in life? Come on, guys. Come on. Get back up on your Skid Row knowledge before Monday, please. All right, it's time for this. I know this song. That's going to start dominating the lexicon of your world. Is that even right? I don't know if that's the right way to...
Sounded good.
Sounded good, the lexicon thing. You're going to hear a lot of NFL coming up as the season will begin soon. That and college football. Man, we are square in the sights of football, and we thought today we'd talk a little bit of some NFL. And Derek Piper, I wanted to bring something up with you that I read today on ESPN. It was more in the fantasy football area, okay? So this isn't necessarily about how a team does or how this player does for his team for them to win games. It's more about, are they going to be putting up enough points fantasy-wise for you to take a chance with them? And the game was essentially quarterbacks that are sleepers and then quarterbacks that are busts and running backs that are sleepers, et cetera. They did it all the way through tight ends, right? Running back, wide receiver, tight end. So on quarterback, the thing that stuck out to me was on the bust side of things, the most voted for quarterback, now again, fantasy-wise, to bust this year, and I think there were like 10 panelists, if you will, 10 of the fantasy people, I think 6 of them picked Aaron Rodgers to bust this year. No Davante Adams.
Yep.
A.J. Dillon should be big there, I would assume. I think he was a guy that got a lot of sleeper picks on the running back side of things. Who's the other running back? Is he still there?
Aaron Jones.
So Aaron's still there.
Yes.
Man, if one of those guys would just get hurt, I don't mean that. That's terrible, Lon. For fantasy, I mean, if one of them wasn't there, the other one would be a no-doubter. I mean, the Green Bay running backs just pick up so many points when it comes to fantasy because Aaron Rodgers loves to dump that ball off to him, and those are just key 8-yard gains, you know, all through the game. But what do you think of that with Aaron Rodgers?
I understand it because Davante Adams is one of, if not the best receiver in the NFL, particularly just dynamite in the red zone, and it just seemed like any time they got within the 5-10 yards out, it was that back shoulder unstoppable throw to Adams.
No doubt.
Or hitting him with the standard Packers slant that you know they've made famous for however many years, going back to Brett Favre days as well. So without him, I could see his touchdowns going down a little bit. Now, do I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to have a down season overall? I think anybody that's saying that, or people who are out on Aaron Rodgers, or somehow people still saying, you know, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers really cares. Really coming off of back-to-back MVP seasons, If you're saying that, I'm confused on who's actually taking the ayahuasca, the hallucinogens. Is it Aaron Rodgers or is it those people? I think it's those people.
Right.
So to your point, I'm glad you brought up A.J. Dillon because one of my favorite, and I haven't dove all the way in on him yet, but you start to look at some of those over-unders and making some season-long bets. A.J. Dillon to have over 5.5 rushing touchdowns is one of my favorite picks.
Oh, I like that.
Because I think he'll get more carries this year. And then now when they get in the red zone, I think they'll be maybe – more apt to run it in versus having Aaron Rodgers throw it to Adams every single time. So,
see, I like the way you think. Those are things I don't even think about.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it.
That's why I listen to you and bet what you tell me to bet.
Yeah, and maybe if Aaron didn't take $50 million a year, they could have actually went and got a bona fide number one receiver.
Isn't that crazy?
But I'm sure he'll still make it work with Alan Lazard. Sammy Watkins is there. He'll get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, but all the hype's been on this Romeo Dubs out of Nevada. They're like their fourth or fifth round pick who's making some big plays in training camp. Long story short, Rodgers will have a good year.
Yes,
but I understand why. I think he could take a slight step back fantasy wise.
Now I'm going to shock you here. Do you know who a sleeper tight end that they thought would be a guy?
Cole Kmet.
Do you know how many targets he had last year?
I don't.
91. 91 targets for the Bears. Cole Kmet is the guy that came out of Notre Dame. And early on, I didn't like the return.
I agree.
I think, though, he does. And who the hell else are you throwing to?
That's part of the point. And when it's Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet and everybody else.
And I could see Justin Fields getting into a friendly game of catch with Cole Kmet because he's going to be under pressure and he's going to look for that big tight end across the middle a lot.
Yeah, you said it perfectly there. He's going to have not a lot of time to throw, we expect. And then it's kind of the obvious is the check down or the middle of the field, the manageable throw that's not a five-step drop needed. You're going to hit Cole Kmet as your security blanket. I think that he'll get a lot of targets. I think that while I don't think in my big criticism of taking Kmet in that second round was that he's not an elite athlete. You see the really athletic tight ends, and I just don't see Cole Kmet as being that guy. But I mean, he's decent, he's solid, and have heard some good things coming out of training camp. I know he got banged up here recently, but nothing serious.
Darren Waller, another tight end that was more of the bust area. I know he was not very good last year.
Oh, Lindy's not gonna like that.
No, not at all. He was injured a lot last year, so thanks, Darren.
I don't know if I agree with that one.
No,
I know he's got a hamstring issue already, so you know, the injuries,
he's like 31.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Injury is certainly a factor.
Derek Carr was a guy they had kind of as a sleeper quarterback. I don't know why he would be a sleeper. I would just project him as a good quarterback. Like, he wouldn't be a sleeper to me this year if he came on. Now, he's always one of those guys that's on that fringe, like, eight-team PPR league. He's one of those guys where 16 quarterbacks are selected. Somebody takes him usually with their second quarterback pick. I mean, I think this year he slides into that first. Like, in other words, he's somebody's starter in an eight-person league.
I agree. I did a draft the other night, just kind of feeling it out, seeing how the picks break as you get prepared for the ones you're actually playing for money and everything.
Yes.
And I took Derek Carr with my quarterback. I don't remember what round it was, but I agree with you. I know that ESPN doesn't love him, and I don't think he's a top 10 projected fantasy quarterback. But last year, he was fifth in the league in passing yards. It was the touchdowns that really kept him down as far as scoring points. He only had 23 passing touchdowns, where a lot of the guys he's in the same range with as far as yards are throwing in the 30s. Mm-hmm. Some even, you know, Brady threw, what, 43 touchdowns. So I think with Adams, I just talked about how good he is in the red zone. You got Waller, you got Hunter Renfrow. I think Derek Carr will throw for a lot more touchdowns. I think he's more of a sleeper MVP guy than a sleeper quarterback one on your fantasy team.
That's funny because on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line, Lindy just said Carr's worth a $5 MVP pick.
I agree with you.
Now, if that is all going on here, I believe in that kind of stuff, and that means that after the show, I'm making a $5 bet for him to be MVP. Isaac, whenever I hear that kind of, you know, things go together like that, mm-hmm. like Lindy throwing it out while Derek's saying it, you better go ahead and make the bet.
See, I'm not on the Derek Carr hype train. Not that we're Oakland.
I tell you what, if they make the playoffs in that division, then I think he will be up there garnering some MVP votes.
I do think one thing that's going to boost him up is Devontae Adams. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a big reason why Aaron Rodgers won MVPs. Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers, but Derek Carr's finally got some more weapons. So, I don't know. It just seems like there's been a lot of years he's been projected to do so well, and he's faltered. And even the year that the Raiders, they made the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. They snuck in. It's just always a little bit underwhelming. It reminds me of Kirk Cousins a little bit. But again, it depends on what your expectation is. If your expectation is for him to be top five quarterback in the league, then he's going to underwhelm. But if you're just expecting a solid game manager that can make some big plays, then that's what you're going to get. I wouldn't throw the $5 on it.
Okay.
But
you never know.
No, for fantasy though, I do like the high upside of Renfro, Waller, and Devontae Adams.
Without a doubt. And I know they didn't use Josh Jacobs as much last year, it felt like. So we'll see. We'll see with the Raiders if they're more of the passing style this season. But I like that idea. That whole West, man, the Chargers. I mean, Justin Herbert's another guy you could throw in MVP considerations. You have, who am I missing here? The Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, you've got Pat Mahomes in that visit.
And Russell Wilson in the Broncos.
And Russell with the Broncos. So, man.
I could see Jerry Jeudy in terms of, I don't know if he'd be a sleeper, but a guy that some people have forgotten about. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is obviously broken out already. Kind of waited to see Jeudy, who was in that same conversation.
Jeudy was on those sleeper lists at the wide receiver.
I think this will be the year he finally pops, as you'd say.
If you're thinking about Jeudy or Sutton or one of those other guys for fantasy, Tim Patrick, who was like their number three last year, he tore his ACL. So it always sucks thinking about the good side of guys getting hurt. But fantasy,
I know.
Take a Broncos wide receiver higher because there's going to be more volume to go around.
Sometimes you just got to be an ass and just be like, well, he got hurt, so Cortland Sutton's going to get it. But don't take Cortland Sutton. Take Jerry Jeudy. Jeudy didn't have that great of a year, though.
No. But I mean,
he didn't have anybody throwing to him,
right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Russell will throw. He'll hit that deep ball as well as anybody ever. Tom Ackerman, he's the sports director at KMOX. It is a big series getting ready to happen in St. Louis with the Brewers and Cardinals. We're going to talk to Tom when we come back. We've got some Brett Bielema audio as well to get to next hour. We'll do it all next. It is The Drive. Boom, wow.
We all have a mission in life, something that drives us to explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than four times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
You're listening to...